If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hey, Rock Clinelli Show. Think of this question for a second. How would you truthfully answer it? Are you happy? I think most people go, yeah, like certain things are cool. Certain days are a bit good. Other days not so good. Maybe you go, well, currently the news is a little sad, so I'm not happy as today. But yesterday, maybe you spent a lot of time with your family, Father's Day. You're happy. Or you lost your dad this year, so you're sad. You're bummed out. I feel like happiness is one of those waves. It's sometimes up, sometimes way down, right?
Yeah, but then there are, like, happy people.
All the time.
That are just always happy. Even though there are unhappy things happening, they just, nope, everything's happy, happy.
I think of my dog a lot of times, and I go, this dog is, like, it just seems dumb and happy constantly. Just happy and dumb always.
I think that dumber people are happier.
Unless it's garbage truck day, in which case he's freaked out and scared. But outside of Wednesday, he is the happiest dog on the planet.
Well, and we're always trying to find ways to be happier, right? And you have all these articles that are out about, like, people who get up at 4 in the morning are happier, and people who, don't have roommates are happier, and all kinds of things.
So we're going to see if any of us are actually happy, and you're more than welcome to take this with us. 7 questions will determine how happy you are. Yeah, everyone's got to keep track of their own scores here, but let's go ahead, and we'll go through some of these on the air live, and then we'll do the math off the air. Here we go. Allie, let me start with this one. Do you usually wake up excited to tackle a new day? First thing out of the gate in the morning. Oof. Is your first emotion happiness, excited, or is it like dreading?
No.
Dread.
I'm not dread. I'm like meh. I feel like that's great, isn't it?
No. not according to your score, but meh is not anywhere near the top.
I'm just like, all right, it's time for another day. I'm not particularly excited to tackle on the day. If there's something specific on the show that we're doing that I'm really excited about, then yeah, I feel more like that, but I'm never dreading.
Omar, your first reaction when you wake up in the morning?
I usually run through the list of, because my mind always kind of races, even though I'm asleep, so that when I instantly wake up, I kind of like, I'm already going through the list of things I have to do. So I'm already anxious about I'm already kind of like anxious about the day. Not necessarily in a negative way, but I'm just like, oh man, I got to, do this,
it's
and that.
It's interesting to hear both of us explain away our negatives say as not negatives.
Real defensive.
I would say it's bad. It's not dread.
Based on the scoring system, you guys are not getting a lot of points for this one. Jake, I feel like you wake up happy.
Oh, yeah. In the morning, though, I just yell the F word really loud and then get on with my day.
Who are you yelling the F word at?
Just the universe. To the ether.
You know, I was reading something the other day about how people who live alone are the happiest. So, Jake,
when I wake up out of my nap.
You're happy, in the afternoon after your nap.
Yeah, because then I can like look forward to what I want to do during that part of the day.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the way I would answer this, and usually I have a premature wake up before the real wake up. And the premature wake up when I wake up and go, oh my God, I got to get up. And sometimes I go, oh, it's only 3:30 in the morning. I can sleep for another hour.
Then you feel ready to tackle on the day you know that it's not starting.
I feel really excited. I go through shock and panic like the rest of you, but then I have a moment of like, oh, Craig, another hour. And then that's a great feeling.
Yeah, that
and
is.
And then
good.
Before I know it, it's then the real time to wake up. Yeah. And then usually anger is what hits me
first.
See,
I feel like that question only applies when you wake up with nothing really that you need to do. Like a Saturday morning wake up, I feel excited to tackle on the day because I don't have a lot of responsibilities.
I hate Saturday.
Why? Saturday's the best wake up of the whole week.
Because that's the day that I get hit with like, oh, wait, hold on. One kid's got a soccer thing. One kid's got a birthday party. I didn't get a present yet. I got to go to Target. That's when I get hit with all. And then I go, oh, and it's Saturday and I should be doing something fun.
Oh.
Saturday's real depressing.
That's dread.
All right. I don't think any of us got good scores on question one. That's not good.
Are we
good.
Doing this 7 times?
Well, some of them are easier questions than that one. Question two. How often do you find yourself daydreaming of a better life? Allie.
Probably once a month.
Once a month.
I just think about what would have happened if I had continued on the path that I wanted to continue on.
What, the barista path?
No, that was a path I didn't really intend on continuing.
Which path?
Acting. acting and voiceover and stuff. If I had really just said, no, I don't want to do anything else, this is... Or Broadway. If I had stayed in New York and decided was going to continue on until I made it onto Broadway and won a Tony Award, what would my life have been like?
It's miserable.
Probably.
You're going to be playing pickleball against children. Don't you realize how much better your life's
going? I'm living the best life. I can.
There's no... you think Manuel Miranda guy is playing pickleball against children? No, he's not. You will be.
Well, I just... Yeah.
Omar, how often do you daydream about living a better life?
Huh, like a better life? You know, I'm in a weird kind of like, you know, point in my life where I'm like, you know, kind of starting to think about what my next thing is. But that's not necessarily better. You know, I'm pretty happy with my life. I'm going to say... I mean, not that often. You know, I think I think more about changing my life, but not necessarily for the better. I don't really daydream about that sort of stuff. I guess that.
Current score.
We don't have time to daydream.
Current
soul
score is Alias -6, Omar's at -3. None of us have gotten above 0 right now. Jake, do you daydream? You live in a shack. If anyone should daydream about a better life, it would be you.
I have the worst car in the garage, and I live in a shack. How often do you think I think of a better life?
I don't know. I feel like you have embraced this as all part of your character.
Yeah, for the show.
I think that's for survival reasons.
Yeah.
I think he has to think of it that way, or else it'll just be devastating.
818 on the text line says, I was happy until I heard you guys starting to take this quiz, and now I am sad.
707, judging by these first two questions, I have... can tell I'm depressed.
All right. I would say daydreaming of a better life, I try to do it every day.
You try to do it every day?
Yes.
That's not a good goal.
Yeah, but it's like a fleeting thought. It's like, oh, man, look how fun
Wasn't
that looks.
Wasn't this your dream job?
Like every time you play the lottery, right?
Yes, when I play the lottery.
Oh, well,
like,
everyone wants that.
Yeah, that sort of thing. I'm not exactly. Yeah, I mean, this is I should have set the bar a lot higher. This is all I ever wanted, and here I am, and it's great. But you do think about other things, and you go, you know, it'd be nice. Like, I see this is a time of year where every year I've got someone I know that's like, all right, we're going to take off until August. We'll see. We're going to go
travel. Right, or like, hey, we're going to go in the yacht.
I don't think I would like travel. Like, that's the thing. I'm not a guy that really has any interest in traveling so much.
No,
so,
I think you would just want to sit in a bigger house.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Or, yeah, I'd like to sit in a bigger house with colder air conditioning. That's all I want.
That's a better
I'm pretty
life.
Simple.
So once a day.
We go to question number 4 now. And we're not doing great, but scores are not great so far. Is there anything currently, specific thing that you are very much looking forward to doing, excited about?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it, Omar?
I'm going to zip lining on Saturday.
Whoa, cool.
Yep.
Did you build the zip line too?
No. It's someplace in Corona. You know, my wife asked me what I wanted to do for Father's Day. I was going to, let's go zip lining.
Oh, you got a deferred Father's Day too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice, me too.
Why would you want to do that? That's like doesn't that crush your balls?
I don't know.
That's why Omar's doing it. He's into that sort of stuff.
It's hard for guys because it's that little harness like crushes your balls.
Sometimes when they put that harness on you, it can make you look like you don't have a penis at all, and you have to
hilarious.
It's not funny. You have to readjust stuff to make it look because it's all basically just bunching up your pants.
Uh-huh.
But when you turn around to the group and they put it on in a way where it looks like you have a camel toe, It's very embarrassing. So you have to like do a thing where you bunch it up to make it look like you're hung.
Okay. Yeah, have you done that zip line?
Yeah, that's where.
Yeah, so that's also something I've never done, so I get to knock out something on my summer bucket list.
Apparently, Klein's
All right. Allie, what are you looking forward to specifically?
Showing off my package while zipping.
Hey, you got to show it off. That's a good thing to look forward to.
No, we're going to Tahoe. Tahoe's always great.
All right. Jake, what are you specifically looking forward to?
I'm less than 2 weeks away from floating my river, and I'm going to see the Pixies this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, you do that river float every year. You got that one thing you always look forward to. You take a big sack of beers and you float down the river and you bring your beers with you and then you don't share.
Beers and a habanero beef stick, yep.
And you don't share with anyone.
Nope, I go by myself a lot of times.
Right.
Ran out of people to go with you.
He used to take his girlfriend,
I
right?
think you used to take your dog, and now you don't take your dog anymore.
It's too much to take Kibbs. That's the one time a year I leave her, yeah.
It's kind of an unfair question to ask during the summer because people actually have plans.
Right. Well, the idea is you always want to have one thing to look for. That's the key.
A lot of my friends are like out of town on the 4th, and that's when we're off.
What about you, Klein? Do you have anything to look forward to?
I have
it. You have kids' soccer tournament or something,
I have
right?
a Jersey Mike's buy one, get one sub thing that I think expires today.
That's exciting.
And I'm going to use it after the show.
Buy one giant, get another one free after 5 p.m.
Not at mine. I'm going to buy one, get one, and eat them both. So that's pretty exciting for me.
So a heart attack is what you're
looking for. That's what I'm looking forward to. Moving on. Here we go. Only a few questions left. How often do you exercise for at least 20 minutes?
Oh, 6 days a week.
You do 6 days now, Allie?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Omar?
5 to 6. It all depends.
5 to 6 minutes or days?
No, no, no. 5 to 6 days.
Jake?
Why is that so hard to believe, dude?
So much people exercising here.
Klein was like flabbergasted that I was at the gym for more than 20 minutes
shocked.
When we were there.
I was shocked.
He was there 15 minutes.
I saw someone, and then I saw on the way out, I was like, that person still looks kind of like Allie. It couldn't possibly be Allie. It's been 20 minutes already.
I was there for, I think, 30 or 40.
Jake, you always hike in the mountains, right?
Yeah, but I do like 3 to 4 times a week.
And he does his little invisible jump rope, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
I said his push-ups.
I'm 0 to 2 times a week.
0 to 2?
I'm not going to say where in the range.
Walking to your car doesn't count.
Oh, okay. 0 to 1. All right, moving on. 2 questions left, I think. How much time do you spend on your screen every day? And this includes phone, TV, or...
Yeah,
I mean, for this job, though, I mean,
right? Well,
yeah, I don't think work counts.
You don't think work counts?
Okay. All right, so you have to do that for your job.
Fine. So, how much leisure time do you spend scrolling?
Maybe an hour
a day.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Omar.
I'm probably a little higher than that. I'm going to go like an hour and a half.
Jake.
Yeah, I'm somewhere around there too. I've been doing less because Kibby's been knocking the phone out of my hand.
Oh yeah, she's feeling neglected.
My average is about 9.5 hours of screen time a day. Way too much.
Keep getting notifications. I keep going down.
Yeah,
not me.
But yeah, Klein. I think that you're looking at you're a mindless scroller.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like when your brain needs to be occupied at all times. You need stimulants.
How often do you do nice things for others?
Oh, you know what? I helped a lady at TJ Maxx take her little TJ Maxx purchase to her car.
Is that lady you?
No.
Are you talking in the third person again?
It was me. It was another lady, an old lady, who was having trouble fumbling with her bags, and I helped her to her car. The problem is she couldn't remember where she parked, so it took a really long time.
Did you stay with her, or did you give up?
I just dropped the bags and ran.
All right.
No, no, no. I did help her.
Omar, how often do you do nice things for other people?
I mean, it's usually a family member that's asking for help, whether it be, you know, a home improvement project or, you know, help moving or something like that. I would say maybe like, once a month.
Jake?
Oh, all the time. Like, I held the door open for a guy at 7-Eleven yesterday, but he was going to the store next door, but still, I held the door open for him.
You had a good intention. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, Jake is usually a man for himself. He doesn't really think to help people that much.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, in Vegas, there was a time where I was going to be left alone by myself, and he stayed with me until I was, you know, he wanted to make sure I wasn't alone because
safe. What, was Allie buying you a beer or something?
No, I didn't want her to be accosted by weirdos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm helping Jersey Mike's stay a business later today.
You help every local business stay open because you eat at all the businesses.
That's right.
I think that's very charitable.
And I always...
You support people even though you don't want to.
That's right. You're right. I don't do it because I want to, but I do it. final question. Here we go.
Yeah, I know Vanessa hasn't answered any of these, but I feel like she's probably the happiest person.
I agree. That's why she doesn't have to answer these.
Yeah.
What is a succulent? That's the last question. Does anyone know? No, the last question is, do you consider yourself... Well, there's two more. Sorry. This is a quick one. Do you consider yourself an optimist or a pessimist?
Oof, God. I think I'm an optimist.
Omar?
Pessimist.
Jake?
Most of the time, I'm an optimist.
Now, what? I consider myself a realist.
That means pessimist.
No, it means it's...
You can't pick a third option.
I am.
It's a very simple question you said.
Final question. Do you feel like your life has a purpose?
Ooh, yikes. I think it did at one point.
All right, that's a good answer. Omar?
I think it does, especially, still you know, does. With children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, children.
Jake?
Sure.
I'll answer for you, Jake.
Sure.
No. I'm going to say during the week, yes. On the weekend, less so. All right, so here's our final. Now we got to tabulate the scores.
818 Allie probably asked that lady for a tip after she helped her.
He probably did. Groceries. This woman's probably taking the same quiz now, going like, oh man, this woman chased me in my car. I'm going to steal my potholder from TJ Maxx. All right, we'll add up some scores. I think we can learn we're all pretty happy, right?
No.
Show me happiness.